Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the earnings call of Eletrobras, and we're going to talk about the results of the first quarter of 2020. We inform all the participants that you will only be able to listen to the earnings call. Thereafter, we're going to start with a Q&A, where you can expect further instructions. We have this presentation available in PowerPoint at the Investor Relations website of Eletrobras. Should you want to ask a question or should you need any help, please talk to the operator. Before we start, we would like to clarify that here is the disclaimer. Anything that might be said in regards to the business perspectives of the company, projections, operational goals, and financial goals are beliefs and premises of the board of directors of Eletrobras, as well as being based on information that is available currently to the company. These are not guarantees of performance because they involve risks and uncertainties and may depend on things that may or may not happen. General economic conditions and seasonal factors might change our results. Now, I would like to give the floor to President Wilson Ferreira Jr. and Ms. Elvira Prestes, Financial Directors and Director of Investor Relations, and Pedro Luiz Jatobá, he is the Director of Operations. Mr. Wilson, good afternoon. The floor is yours.
Thank you all. Good afternoon. Thank you everyone that is here at this earnings call of the first quarter of 2020. We are slightly affected by the onset of the pandemic, and I request that we go directly to the presentation. You can see the disclaimer. As many companies have said, the disclaimer is about our projections and results in the current context of the COVID-19 pandemic. Page four. First thing that we like to say is pay homage to the victims of the coronavirus pandemic. We manifest our solidarity to the victims, and obviously, we would like to pay our tribute to the 12,000 employees that have worked diligently 24/7 with a commitment to maintain the services of generation and transmission of energy. This supports our society and our operations. We would like to highlight our admiration and respect for all the healthcare professionals and all professionals that are working in the essential services to this country. You've given us so much in this very difficult time. This is our homage. On page four, page five, we can see how we're facing coronavirus at Eletrobras. The first thing is that the company has a high, well, we have over 12,000 people working with us. We do not want to stimulate the spread of the pandemic. Very quickly, we established a crisis committee. I already talked to you about this. The operation is already stabilized. 64% of our employees are in remote models of work. We've also placed a few of our employees on vacation leave. We have 24% of our body of workers directly connected to the support of the operations. IT is very important, and some working in the offices. The operation is very stabilized, even though it was very highly impacted by the pandemic. We've worked with video conferencing. We've had over 120 video conferences that I participated directly alone very recently. we have been working with this process for over 60 days. And we provide psychological support as well. We do workshops, speeches, meetings, webinars, leadership meetings, so we can strengthen and give support to our collaborators so we can overcome this horrible pandemic. We're promoting vaccination campaign for the common flu and H1N1. This has been very successful in the area. We're one of the first companies to every 2 weeks and subcontracted parties that go to our on-site, we do a training with them. We are doing the backup of the operation system, all of our operation system centers, so we can have the operations running seamlessly. And you can see here on the right the graph that I just mentioned. We have at Eletrobras, we've had thus far about 185 employees that contracted the virus. 114 are on treatment and recovering. Page 6, you have the strategic importance of Eletrobras. Here is the assets for generation and transmission and the operation centers. The distribution of our controller, of our controllerships, 399 are strategic for the operation of the electric, 269 out of 399 are strategic assets for the electrical operations here in Brazil. We also have employees working in shifts. You can see on the right, less hours per shift on site. And we had operations with 8-hour shifts. We decreased from 134 to 57 days. And now we are working with the 12-hour shift. We had only 8 operations in that shift, and now we have 133. Therefore, inverting this the time of the shift to decrease chances of contamination. We had 203 operations that are done remotely. Let's go to page 7. Let's talk about the impacts of the pandemic. This has been the failure of play. The default has been something that investors are worried. You can see the graph in the middle. I want to show you the origin of our numbers. We have generation and transmission. 70% of our revenue is in a regulated environment. And this is our concern since the beginning of the pandemic. We want to give support to the distribution of energy. And now we have the COVID account, which has been regulated. These are mechanisms to maintain the capacity of pay for the distributors. And this is the mechanism. These are the mechanisms that were implemented to not allow the distributors to fall into default. We have over 15 billion reais. And we do not want the distributors to go under suspension or default. And in regards to this process, until 2020, we will keep this ongoing until December. We do not want to require suspension or reduction of volumes of energy with the CCEARs. And this period is added to the operation. And we should keep the default rate in this level that you can see, 0.89. Once again, generation is less than 0.5%. In March, we had 0.89. And now We hope that with the COVID account, we will have less than 0.5% from May onwards. On the right, we can see the revenues obtained by the company in the free environment, the free market environment. The free market, as you can see, 30% of the revenue. This corresponds to 27% of the total energy that is procured with us, generated by our companies. Of this energy, of the 27%, 30% of those are contracts that are connected with industrial sites, such as Itumbiara e Sobradinho, with a deadline of 15 to 17 years, with better market conditions than the market, and better for us because the volume sold in these contracts is going to be transformed in quotas. The company, it's a win-win situation for both agents. The 20% or so are operations of the company for chefs and CSF, and we have the contracts for industrial sites that I just mentioned. Here, I just have to highlight this number down below. In the ACL market, we also had an estimation that for March it would be close to 0%. But actually, May to December, we still have a period that we are reviewing. There is an expectation of default, but facing everything that we're facing for our consumers. And now, with the perspective of restarting of the activities, we have an estimated of 133 million reais of generation in ACL. No negotiation, there was no renegotiation or canceling of the contracts in the first quarter of 2020. Well, now we can go to page 8. The technical note from ANEEL, and these are the measures that affect the transmission of Eletrobras. We can see the 12-month cycle. This is a system of, well, it talks about the availability of the system. The revenue for the tariff period is divided by 2. And it's done by estimation. It's done on the past cycle. We get the values that are presented. And we had a superavit of 485 million reais. About 210 million are relating to Eletrobras. ANEEL decided to anticipate this discount via adjustment installment for the month of April, May, and June. And therefore, we have a decrease of the deficit that we might have with the transmission companies. I think it is important to highlight that the impact of Eletrobras is mainly financial, not economic, given that the readjustment of the adjustment installment of the cycle will be for the cycle 2020-2021, the second semester of the year, where we will have a regrowth. Now, the page 10, to talk about the company's highlight. First thing, we have the quarter that is very relevant, a change that is very relevant, trying to find our PDNG. The first one is the incorporation of CGPEE and Eletrosul in January of 2020. The transference of Amazonas GT to Eletronorte. This here we can see in the PDNG, the director plan for business and management. This signifies, the transference in 3.1 billion in January of Amazonas GT to Eletronorte, the SPEs for Mangue Seco in Manaus, Transmissora de Energia, the authorized sales that are subjected still to regulatory authorization, we already requested, and now we had the SAP version that we had to go live. We are going on the third wave, testing the functionalities So we incorporated Eletronorte with the go live with, so now 100% of the companies at least have all of the companies connected to the SAP version that we are working with. Another highlight, we've had the maintenance of our leverage. This is 2.2 times without the RBSE, and now we had the rollout of the bonds in January 2020. We had that with a deadline of 2021 of $1.1 billion. And we had a capturing of resources by Eletronorte of 1 billion reais, which is interesting because it was taken with an interest rate of CDI plus 2.62%, and it's directly with Eletrobras. And this is to be used by the holding to pay for a debt with the holding that was more expensive. And now Eletronorte has a smaller running cost. Our financial team, specifically Elvira that is here, and Paula, they won an award from Institutional Investor magazine, Latin America Executive Team. You can see here the recognition for the market. We are being recognized. The effort of the team and the evolution of the work, sharing our work in the market. Thereafter, let's talk about the business evolution. Page 12, you have in the area of generation. It's important to show the numbers. 129 works here of Eletrobras. 71 are active by participation. That is important. You can see here the stations, the power stations, the power plants. 58 are corporate, 71 are SPEs. And 5% out of these 30%, which is the 51,000 megawatts, so about 9,000 megawatts are from Eletrobras Itaipu. So 25% of the Brazilian electrical capacity that has been installed is done by Eletrobras. In this quarter, I would like to highlight the aggregation of the wind park of Pindaí 1, 40 megawatts. Now we are going the WACC at 7.71%, a better impact in the power stations, in the power plants. We have an additional revenue of 50 million with the RAG, and we have the retroactive cycles of 2018, 2019, 2019, 2020 to be paid in 3 years from July 2020 onwards, and that's another 98 million. Whereas Eletrobras is still one of the best and more energy renewable companies in the world. 96% of our energy is clean, and it's part of the electrical matrix of Brazil. Let's talk about the performance and the sectorial context of the company. Let's see the revenue values and volumes of energy of our market. The regulated market being the ACR, the ACL is the free market. Well, in 2014, when Eletronorte, we were losing important volumes and we closed that ACR contract with Furnas and Eletronorte, 198, 198 million with Eletronorte. And now we have that revenue that is regulated. We are buying and selling the energy. We are migrating the UTE Aparecida, the migration of the CCEE contract to CCEAR with a price reduction, as you can see, that needed to be done. And in comparison to last year, it's a little bit smaller, but we had gains with an increase of the fixed revenue of Angra 1 and 2. We had Candiota 3 with an overhaul of 74 million, and we had Furnas, a higher dispatch due to Santa Cruz strategies for stabilization and adjustment of prices of 78 million. With ACR, the regulated market, plus 89 million, with a readjustment of the RAG, the impact in Eletronorte, Furnas, and CESP. The bilateral contracts of the free market, an increase that was led, you can see here in the table, and we can see that the energy in the regulated market, there is a drop of 13%, and the energy that is sold with the ACR increases, but we could do important sales in the first quarter of the year. When we see that, you see that 40%, we have an efficiency that was very good for this opportunity in the first quarter, 643 million, with a significant increase in the volume that has been hired from Eletronorte and Furnas. You can see the CCEE, there is a small drop of 15 million, which is irrelevant for Eletrobras. Here in the sectorial generation of energy, we've done very well. Transmission, page 14. The highlight is an aggregation of almost 300 km, a net aggregation of almost 300 km, 59% more than the aggregation of the first quarter of 2019. We can see here the unit of Furnas, and it's important to highlight the discount in the variable installment, 21 million reais. It's a reduction of 21 million reais in regards to the first quarter of 2019, and it reflects the improvement of the quality of the system. We had almost 25% less perturbations, problems in regards to the first quarter of 2019. We closed the quarter with 44.9% of transmission in Brazil, 71,523 km of transmission lines. Now we will talk, and on page 15, the aggregation of the RAP, the potential aggregation, but we have two important events. We have a bridge from the cycle of transmission of 2019-2020 of 11.509 billion, and now we are going to have from 2023-2024, 12 billion reais. Every year, we have an incorporation, an M&A. Here from the year 2021-2022, we will have a reduction in the tariffs. We have also a reduction of 195 million reais, and we have additional cycles. We have 25 corporate works on site. These are reinforcement and improvements of the physical installations, 303 million reais. We have 85 corporate works. The investment associated being 1.9 billion, an increase of 15% in the RAP investment. You can see here the incorporations, 40 million in the next year, 45 million in the cycle 2022-2023. A positive relationship of 5.4%. We're going to bring 627 million of recurrent revenue to the company. We have the review of the tariffs and the aggregation of the annual revenues of the base of 537 million reais per year. This last year, we had all the elements for the effects of RTP, the WACC 7.71%, PMSO, and BRR, including the retroactive of the cycle of 2018-2019. These values are here and depend on the review of the tariffs of the CP and the tariff revision of the next cycle. that will be for 2024. Here is the consideration of the profile, and these are pending on the tariff revisions of the transmission that we had the public bids in the beginning. This reduction, we can see 54 million and another 71 million in the last cycle. Here is a very positive perspective of Eletrobras. We're waiting for the cycle of the tariff revision, as we mentioned. Let's go to page 17, the results demonstration of the first quarter. Here we can see the gross revenue. We will detail this a bit ahead. The first thing, we need to highlight the comparison on the left of, well, the IFRS that's been reported and the recurrent. Our results here comparing IFRS and recurring results. On the right, we got all the non-recurring events that we're waiting for every step. We had additions of almost 7% in the recurrent gross revenue, 629 million. This is the generation of 323 million, which is a better improvement of supplies of Eletronorte, 311 million, 89 million from the readjustment of O&M, 66 million, an increase in the fixed revenue of Angra 1 and 2, and the loss of UTE Aparecida. We have here the growth in transmission, the change in the RBSE tax, that is another 90 million. You can see here the 562 million. We have the EUS that has been implemented. We have added to the revenue on the second line of expenses. This has no effect on the results, but it's important for accounting. We have in green the expenses with personnel, operational expenses. You can see down below we had an increase for the tariff. It increases the revenue and the tariff. We had more energy being purchased up for resale. Here it appears for the quotas of companies. We also had adjustments that were done by the company. We bought fuel for Amazonas GT, and we had a reduction of 57 million, an increase of 182 million. This is a review that has been done periodically for the operational expenses. We see the non-recurrence, the expenses with the generation, the reversal of EC, and provisions that are diverse. Finally, this is the EBITDA of -5% in IFRS comparing to the 4% in the recurrent, getting to 3.205 billion. We're working with an EBITDA that is quarterly of about 3 billion, and it climbed from 3.088 billion to 3.2 billion. Here, the exchange rate variation. We see the effect in the recurrent financial results, the -834 million. We saw that change with the value adjusted by RBSE, 411 million reais. We have that volatility, and it goes through the regulatory bodies. it generates an adjustment of negative 411 million. This is just economic, not financial. We also have the exchange rate variation, 665 million reais. Once again, the asset position in dollars of the company is highly favorable. To do any operations or sales would be inadequate. Observe that this is the main reason for the financial results change and what we had over the last quarter in the last semester. We had a drop in the net revenue of 40% in the recurrent and 77% in IFRS. We're talking about BRL 1 billion. We have this economic effect that I'm talking about, which is over 1 billion. This is just a comparison. The reported value is 307 million, and it's highly influenced in the net revenue by the financial results of all the companies that are economic and not in fact financial. It doesn't matter because the cash is still in the company. We have page 18, the main components of our gross revenue. Provisions, EBITDA. I start remembering that in the previous table, we do a detail of the non-recurrent, and the main one are we have 548 million. The recurrent here we are for IFRS, 542 million. For recurrent, we have 629 million. We can see that a great deal of this bridge is positive. We are talking about growth of 5% in generation, more than 12% in the quotas regime, 194 million in transmission. In transmission and building, 32%, an increase of 29%. RBSE transmission, 90 million, 10%. In the contractual revenue transmission, another 2% or 4 million. We had a drop in 13 million that are here justified below. These are operations of accounting appointment of Eletrosul done this quarter because of the incorporation process. That's the main variation. We can go on the next page. The operational costs. We have in the first quarter an increase of costs in 36% looking at the IFRS and recurrent, 462 and 457 respectively. We have basically a variation of 212 million reais in energy that has been purchased to resell. The use of the electric network. Well, we also going back, the energy that has been bought again. The new contracts are on the short term, 102 million. We had also an increase of 130 MW average and seasonalization of CESP, 43 million reais. We have 237 million reais of the dues that are for the electric bill here of the big elimination. The accounting prediction that we had at CESP, and we have this readjustment here for the tariffs and the shares and the charges. We have here in the balance the positive for fuel, for negative for fuel, another 162 million negative on Amazonas due to the less consumption of natural gas as at UTE Aparecida, we reduced the megawatts from 150 to 75, and the reduction of the fuel with a regulatory agreement, the transfer of the contract of gas from to Amazonas CTE and the migration to CCEAR. We have the evaluation of PMSO on page 20. We can discount the cost of PDC, which is the consensual leave given to the employees of the company. We have from 2 billion of PMSO to 1.8 billion in recurrent PMSO of 2019. There is a reduction in personnel, which gives you earnings of 77 million, an increase of 77 million, a reduction of 6.5%. And with materials, we had an increase of 235%, 71 million with the production of the power plants. In the first quarter of last year, the power plant was in overhaul, 22 million from Electronuclear, an increase regarding the stoppage of Angra 1, and 20 million Amazonas GT, the purchase of material for maintenance of the turbines 10 and 11 of Mawa 03. In the area of services, we have a growth of 4% or 18 million, which is basically here these services that are accounted in personnel for Eletronorte. The restaurant, well, the help that is given to the employees with food, 8.8 million. The healthcare plan, 3.8 million. So we have to do an adjustment. That is correct in the accounting sense. In the end, we have the growth of others, which is 93 million, 42%, which is Amazonas GT reclassification and the recuperation of the CCC as a reduction account of fuel in the first quarter of 19, 72 million, accounting for 72 million in that net. This is the behavior that is adequate of our accounts. The operational provisions. We can see here the contingencies. I want to highlight here, these numbers are very similar. And this is paying out loans and adjustments, you can see here on the slide. On the other side, I just wanted to mention PCLD. An increase from 192 to 261, already covering CPC 48, which is a prospective estimated risk. And basically here we have a consideration about the accounts of Amazonas distribution to Amazonas GT. We also had, in loss of investments, the sale of what we did of MP, 100 million reais. And this is justified. And we got to the provisions of 523 last year. We now get the provisions of 447 million for this year. EBITDA, we had a drop of 5%, 148 million. Here, the provisions for contingency, we can see the recurrent basis evaluating from 2.9 billion, the EBITDA in IFRS to the recurrent going to 3.088 billion, a growth in the operational net revenue highlighted in the previous slide. The behavior of 4 million only of the partnership participations that are recurrent. We had a bad semester for SPE, but even though we had the positive participation of the SPEs, the recurrent operational costs, we have at these slides 19 and 20, and provisions that are due to a drop of 457 million. And we have a recurring EBITDA, something of about 4%. And finishing on page 23, the net revenue, we have a drop of 77%, and in a recurrent way, a drop of 48%, 659 million, which contribute to this amount, an increase of 4% in the recurrent, with the recurrent EBITDA. But once again, the financial result, we have 665 million with the exchange rate variation, the COVID-19. So we increase the depreciation, but we can see here, down below on the left, we once again mention the exchange rate and the adjustment of the value that is recurring from the remeasuring of the RBSE assets, and the changes of the discount in the NTN-B to WACC from 4.1% to 6.64%. The adjustments in EBITDA, slide 22, and I already showed the numbers. A smaller result has less income tax, so we have less of that. We have 99 million less. And here, the red in the middle is the economic financial block result. And we can appoint the indicators for net revenue and EBITDA. Here is very robust, the financial discipline of the company. You can see the net revenue over the EBITDA. We got to the peak of our debt in December of 2018. And remember the debts from Petrobras, we have dropped to 24 billion to 21 billion. And if we see the gross debt of the company at 50.5 billion, there is a pass from RGR, which is 1 billion. So the recurrent gross debt is 49.4 billion. And I wanted to highlight two things. First, the cash flow in our robust position, 12.254 billion. It's a great consolidated position. And to give assurance to the investors, which is fundamental for the company. We feel comfortable. Here is the investments that are the receivables, which is 14 billion. This will be placing the company in 1.6 times. It's not comfortable because we have an EBITDA that is now 13.3 billion. So this is just a demonstration that the financial discipline is working, an improvement of the EBITDA from 13.2 to 13.3, and also the cash flow being very healthy. Page 25, we have the profile of the debt, 49.5 billion. Now, with the rollout of the bonus, we can see clearly the effect of that, specifically when we look at the highest column, which is post-2025, which is an effect of the rollout of the bonus, 13.7 billion after 2025. The position that we have here, we are exposed with foreign currency, 24%. And here, the debt in real is also subdivided. And we have the receivables, 15.3 billion reais, where we have mainly 49% in foreign currency and in rail, 51%. You can see here the subdivision on the right. Here are the receivables from these companies. And we think that this position is very comfortable. And in the exchange rate on page 26, we wanted to highlight the assets and liabilities. When we look at the currency exposure here, the assets here are $1.7 billion and the liabilities $2.2 billion. What is important? The difference gives you that impact that we just mentioned of the currency exposure in this quarter. We hope that with the behavior of the asset and liabilities, you can observe that the asset position of the company is larger until 2022. We have a favorable position. And we have 163 of currency exposure in 2022, but it drops onwards. And obviously, we want to mitigate any negative effect of the devaluation of the cash flow. When we talk about the receivables in dollars on the short term, that are larger to liabilities. Page 27, the investments done by the company, we can see here the first quarter is not a quarter that we have important things to report because of vacation. And in the second quarter, we have the issues of COVID. The important things are one positive and one negative. The positive is the perspective. We can have some FPs to decapitalize. With the standstill, we could do this. The well-known case is Belo Monte. We had investments of budgeted PDNG by 2020. In generation, $2.8 billion, in transmission, $2 billion, lower than we imagined. Greatly because we had the investment that needed to be done and are predicted in regards to Angra and TNE, and they're being impacted right now. I just wanted to do an observation on page 28. Which are the impacts here, the investments that were not done. It's important that we look at the budgeted investment. If we would have done, it would give us 48%. We have minus 39 million with Mata Santa Genebra, Jirau and Sinop, stand still because of COVID, and minus 138 million in Angra 1 and 2, and all the other ones because of the impact of COVID, a delay in the supply of materials, and the execution of the works because of isolation measures. It's more difficult to get materials, but we will recover this. This is an issue of deadline, and this is what we've been identifying over this quarter. I wanted to finish my presentation showing you two things. Very specific issues of Belo Monte. You've followed up on the news. And there were some allegations about social environmental problems, and the Native American components of Belo Monte. We issued a communication to the market. And we're talking about a power plant that has the highest investment in social environmental programs in Brazil. In America, it's the biggest investment. And I just wanted to highlight this. Here are the results. The importance of a company with our social environmental responsibility, our characteristics. 117 environmental projects. The building of 33 hospitals and basic, and ambulatories, emergency rooms, 436 classrooms. The population of Altamira, which is the closest city in 2011 before the war, had 25% of people below the poverty line, and now we have only 5%. We benefited 4,000 Native Americans with 27 programs. Here we can see another important thing. Reduction of 98% of the malaria cases, and we had zero cases in December of 2017. The treated potable water is a problem. The basic sanitation and the power plant, it was only basic sanitation in 14% in 2011, and now we have 92% of clean water for the people. The collection of sewage and treatment of sewage was 0% in 2011, and now it's 92% in 2018. Three places were designated for waste, and 23,000 people reallocated, and they were living in unhealthy conditions, under unhealthy conditions, and we reallocated them to better conditions. This produced social environmental effects that are positive. And an important evidence here on page 30 is the protection of the Native American culture. 11 lands, Native American lands around the power plant, and one Native American in area. Here we have 9 ethnicities and 9 native languages with a territorial area of 5 million hectares. We didn't flood any native land. No native huts were relocated. We had 26, and we have over 4,200 Native Americans living in 2020. And before the COVID-19 donation, we donated 6 million reais to the region of Xingu, distributing personal protective equipment and basic consumables. We have ongoing 110 PPIs, and we've purchased thousands of COVID-19 tests. The operations are complex, and we are surprised by the manifestation. We understand it, but here you can see our responsibility that everybody had. These are dear to Eletrobras. A company has sustainability as a motto. And now I'm open to my questions alongside with my colleagues. Thank you for your attention. Dear guests, we're going to do the Q&A session. Remember, should you want to ask a question, you can type *9 on your phone. A few questions here. We can start with André Sampaio of Santander. André. Good afternoon. I wanted to ask two questions. The first question, in regards to the potential effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. One thing that Anel said about the discussion on COVID was the delay of investment and the improvement works. Can you comment on that? And the second question would be in regards to the potential reduction of the guarantees. Now we're going back to the COVID-19 pandemic. I wanted to
get a few comments on GSC. Thank you.
In regards to improvements, yes. There has been interactions with Anil, and I wanted to even with it to talk about the conversation that we had. This is one of the alternatives. Once we see an eventual extension of the crisis, but let me just say that our commitment, manifested commitment, that there will be no changes in the volumes, the receivable volumes in the tariff cycle. There is a possibility of reduction of some receivables to 6 months to be paid, and the revenue of the tariff cycle will be absolutely the same. And the financial effect with a reduction that has been considered, well, if there is anything, obviously this is something not to commit, not to compromise the liquidity. But we've had interactions with Anil, and we said that if that is necessary, if there is any reduction in respect to the rules, and also the care of the operations, we are doing our part with the automation processes, mobilization of our installations, and we have the capacity to manage. Of course, we have to do the right negotiation, but we have the commitment that this doesn't have any effect on the receivables, on the tariff cycle. And we mentioned that in the financial effect. Your second question, in regards to the reduction of the physical guarantees, that discussion always comes up. The physical guarantee that we have in the system declare is not the real physical guarantee, and the physical and the collateral effect is that we have a higher GSC. We end up having that shared insufficiency. This is part of the capitalization project of Eletrobras. Of course, the capitalization process of Eletrobras, we've had the review of the guarantees, we had 5% in one process and up to 10%, but also a little bit less, that wanted to take real energy, that is, well, from our perspective, we would have 300 megawatts. So this is a discussion that can continue. There is a bad side. And in our case, it makes a lot of sense to do this. But we don't have the same capitalization that we had 3 years ago. This is a discussion that we can have again, depending on how the crisis will unfold. I think that the effect is not so going to be so big. Somehow, we were not required to ask that, respond to that question by the ministry or ANIL. Now we have Marcelo Sá from Itaú. Thank you for the call. Two questions. One in regards to the debt that Amazonas has with Eletrobras. Are you paying that debt? Amazonas is paying that debt. And I wanted to get more details for the works of Angra 3. Do you have the expectation of doing the public bid this year for Angra 3? Thank you for the questions. Starting by the left, Angra 3. We should have an unfolding of that process. It's evident that if we can work until the end of the year, it would be adequate. One of the pillars of Eletrobras is, while we don't have that process, we are still investing so that that work will be done by 2026. We are waiting for the works of the National Investment Bank, BNDES, to follow up on the works that are going to us to continue with the works. But we should keep the perspective of 2026. With Amazonas distribution, it's reported in the slides, Amazonas had had some difficulties that are made worse by the pandemic. And the situation was worse than in the past. And certainly we had a plan for evolution of the company that was big, but it's always, there's a problem at this time. We have that default, prospective default, and we recognize that. But with the COVID, we will go with this. A part of this money will be used to be paid with the default that is the debt that they have with Eletrobras. This is the only default that we have that is well known. These are financial assets, and this is the only one that is under difficulty. Last question. There is an expectation of cutting costs of 500 million reais with one of the measures that you are expecting post 2020. Do you still have that expectation? Yes, I still have that expectation. I have Elvira here, and this is our commitment. 77 million reais in this quarter. And we've had additionals, closing the contracts of some contracted parties of Furnas. We've had a few people that we had to pay PDC. We are negotiating with the unions, but we keep the perspective of 500 million up until this year. We should have better numbers from the second, third, and fourth quarter. Thank you. Next question from Carolina Carneiro, Credit Suisse. Thank you for the question and for the call. Just one question. You have a series of contracts that are very important in the northeastern region. I wanted you to comment if there was any involvement to potentially negotiate either the deadline for payment or negotiating the reduction of contracts momentarily in 2020 with a potential compensation up ahead. Do you see any movement in that sense? I'm going to give the word to my colleague and he can talk about that. And certainly from the second quarter, there will be, well, we will be reporting well, maybe your telephone is not working. As the president said, in the first quarter, there was no impact of that nature. Obviously, with the advancement of the impacts of the crisis, there will be the notification. We are establishing negotiations, and there is no significant impact. We do not expect that there is any significant impact. We are working to initially do a renegotiation and do a training, and we want to minimize any impact in this process. But I would like to say that we are seeing all the numbers that are projected. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we remind you that if you want to ask any questions or comments, please type asterisk 9 in your telephone. Another question well, in regards to the potential here and the update, you've had some news of a setback. No, we've had talks, yes. We have an expectation of having more companies that have the possibility. So that effect will start next year. And it's more relating to the need of overcoming the effects of the pandemic. So I do not see any return that is negative, but an adjustment of the short term. And the most probable is that we will start to see this from 2021. With the currency exchange processes. Thank you. Any questions? Please type asterisk 9 on your telephone. Next question. Liliana Young from, well, good afternoon. I'm sorry if you already mentioned this, but can you tell us a little bit about the political environment of Brazil and if you see any space for relevant reforms for this year, or is it going to be more for next year? Good afternoon. Thank you for your question. I believe that we are working, we're dealing with the Brazilians. Well, this is a process of restarting the growth. And it allows for the agenda for the second quarter. It's an agenda that, well, it's economic recovery, but we will give the elements and demonstrating what is, well, you know about this. We've talked to you before. Eletrobras had 21 shareholders. Now we have over 60,000. Eletrobras is not alone here. Several Brazilian companies are sharing the reforms, the perspectives, and this is what attracted the attention and the consideration of the investments here in Brazil. This agenda is the agenda for reforms and privatizations. We have a new secretary that has been placed here specifically for this, and we've worked systematically here. And the agenda is for the recovery, the regrowth. And I think that the agenda for privatizations is a general agenda and it's on everybody's mind. We will have to restart the agenda of the works, the environmental, the regulatory bodies, and certainly the agenda will have a regrowth. And we have to take actions for the future. Thank you. I am very impressed, and I would like to congratulate you for the results. Thank you. Well, now we close the Q&A session. With that, we return the word to Wilson, the speaker. Well, Mr. Wilson, the floor is yours. Thank you very much. Thank you to all for being here in our conference. And here are the results of the first semester. And this is the effect that is being expected by the company. Here are the future perspectives. It's going to be an effect, a passing effect. And it will be reverted, everything that is negative will be reverted positively for the company. This company has been capturing and keeping our perspective throughout time. We are talking about a company with all of our assets in operation. We concluded this quarter the longest transmission line. We've done it with a partnership. It's operating. This is one of the biggest assets for the interconnection of the regions in Brazil. And from the standpoint of the operation of the company, all plants are maintained. We have a new SAP system. We have a new executive director that is very strong. And all the perspectives that makes us do things, a sense of urgency for all employees, all entrepreneurs, all politicians. Now we have to get the money, the time that we lost, we have to work to get it back. And we're going to be a part of the regrowth of this country. This is very good for us because we are part of the solution. We produce energy with competency and with social environmental commitment. And with the perspective of contributing to the public accounts. I wanted once again to pay an homage to all the colleagues that have been working during the pandemic. It's been extraordinary. We had a reduction of 14% in the revenue, but the renewable assets increased. We've worked with 38% of the install capacity. This is just one more of the evidence that we provide that the company has a commitment to our social environmental commitments, and we are working with a strong operational revenue. Thank you very much. And we continue with the earnings call of the second quarter. Thank you very much. And now the teleconference of Eletrobras is closed. Thank you for your attention, your participation, and we will continue. Have a nice afternoon.